Good morning, fellow campers. The Infrastructure and Tourism Appropriations Committee will come to order. DJ, please call the roll.
Chair Andrade is excused. Vice Chair Cheney?
Here.
Ranking Member Silvers?
Here.
Representatives Antone, Burfield?
Here.
Brackett?
Here.
Daly?
Here.
Esposito?
Here.
Gialombardo?
Here.
Harris?
Here.
Lamarca?
Here.
Lopez?
Here.
Placencia is excused. Robinson is excused. And Yeager?
Here.
Chair, we have a quorum.
Thank you, DJ. Members, please make sure all electronic devices are turned off. Today we have five bills. And let's begin, don't sit down yet, Rep. Posada Cabrera. Let's begin with you. You are recognized to present Bill 1673, Transportation Services for Persons with Disabilities and Transportation Disadvantaged.
Thank you, Chair, members of the committee. This bill amends the membership of the Commission for the Transportation for the Disadvantaged by increasing the number of members from 7 to 14. It changes the duties and responsibilities of the Commission by requiring them to create best practices and latest technology innovations to county transportation disadvantaged program managers, annually review and conduct a performance audit of each coordinator contract and transportation operator contract in each county, establish a system for the filing, receipt, and resolution of complaints regarding the transportation disadvantaged system. The second component sets standards for transportation service providers who provide paratransit services to persons with disabilities. Such requirements include providing training for drivers, installing cameras, providing ride booking and tracking services, establishing reasonable time periods between a request for service and the arrival of the transportation service provider at the location specified in the request, and establishing best practices for limiting the duration of travel times. That is the bill.
Thank you, Representative. Members, are there any questions on the bill? Is there anyone in the audience that wishes to testify? Lisa Baycott? Florida Transportation Association wishes to appear in person. Lisa, are you here? She is an opponent of the bill. We also have Margaret Hooper, Florida Development Disabilities Council, waves in support. Is there anyone else in the audience wishing to comment on the bill? Members, we are in debate. Is there any debate? All right, Representative Posada Cabrera, you are welcome to close.
Thank you, Chair and members of the committee. I ask for your support in helping protect the most vulnerable.
Thank you, Representative. DJ, please call the roll.
Chair Andrade? Vice Chair Cheney?
Yes.
Ranking Member Silvers?
Yes.
Representatives Antone? Burfield?
Yes.
Brackett?
Yes.
Daly?
Esposito?
Yes.
Gialombardo? Harris?
Yes.
Lamarca?
Yes.
Lopez?
Yes.
Placencia? Robinson? Yeager?
Yes.
That is 11 yeas, 0 nays.
Thank you, DJ. By your vote, the bill passes. Congratulations, Representative. Next up is Representative Tuck with HB 1419, Department of Commerce.
Thank you, Madam Chair, and good morning, members. HB 1419 is the Department of Commerce's agency package. The bill touches and improves on a whole host of programs and initiatives by the Department of Commerce. Some of the highlights include expansion of the healthcare training opportunities through the Career Source Florida Incumbent Worker Training Grant Program and providing operational clarity for such things as transmittal of local government comprehensive plan amendments and the covenant revitalization process. That is the bill, Madam Chair. We do have one amendment.
Thank you, Representative. There is an amendment, but members, are there any questions? Representative Tuck, you're recognized to explain Amendment 200639.
Thank you, Madam Chair. The amendment aligns the House bill with the Senate bill and also extends the repayment period for the local government emergency revolving bridge loan program to 10 years. That is the amendment.
Thank you, Representative. Are there any questions on the amendment, members? Questions on the amendment? Public testimony on the amendment? debate on the amendment? Representative Tuck, you're recognized to close on the amendment.
Wave close.
Thank you. All those in favor say yay, opposed no.
Yay.
Show the amendment is adopted. Now we're back on the bill as amended. Is there anyone in the audience that wishes to testify on the bill as amended? Members, any debate on the bill as amended? Representative Tuck, you are recognized to close on your bill as amended.
Wave close, Madam Chair.
Thank you. DJ, will you please call the roll?
Chair Andrade? Vice Chair Cheney?
Yes.
Ranking Member Silvers?
Yes.
Representatives Antone?
Yes.
Burfield?
Yes.
Brackett?
Yes.
Daly?
Yes.
Esposito?
Yes.
Gia Lombardo?
Yes.
Harris?
Yes.
Lamarca?
Yes.
Lopez?
Yes.
Plasencia? Robinson? Yeager?
Yes.
That is 12 yeas, 0 nays.
By your vote, the bill passes. Congratulations, Representative Tuck.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Thank you, members.
Next, we will hear CS for HB 1289 by Representative Abbott, verification of reemployment assistance benefit eligibility. Representative Abbott, you're recognized to present your bill.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Thank you, members of the committee. CS for HB 1289 sets standards for claimants that, if violated without good cause, will result in disqualification of benefits, develops processes that employers can voluntarily report known or suspected violations, sets verification requirements for the Department of Commerce to determine a claimant is eligible for reemployment assistance benefits, and requires the Department of Commerce to procure modernized online workforce search and match tool. That is the bill, Madam Chair.
Thank you. Members, are there any questions on the bill? Is there anyone in the audience that wishes to testify? All of these? Okay, there's quite a few. Starting with Janine Mataloni, representing herself, waves in opposition. Ginger Blomely, waves in opposition, representing herself. Chad Kundi, waves in support. Jordan Scott, representing himself, waves in opposition. Heather Rodriguez Wibbles, representing herself, waves in opposition. Lynette Rodriguez Wibbles, representing herself, waves in opposition. Letitia Jonas, representing herself, waves in opposition. Lauren Margiotta, representing herself, waves in opposition. Sean Donnelly, representing self, waves in opposition. Excuse me, waves in support. Glenda Abbott, representing self, waves in opposition. Jeff Johnston, Opportunity Solutions Project, is a proponent who waves in support. Lorette Phillipson wishes to appear in person. Karen Woodall, Florida Center for Fiscal Economic Policy, is an opponent. Do you wish to appear? You're recognized.
Good morning. I'm gonna urge y'all to vote against this bill. There were some good changes made in the last stop, but I wanna focus, I've worked on unemployment for many, many years. And we are, I'm sure you've already heard, we have one of the lowest recipiency rates for unemployment in the state already. And this bill is just creating some additional hoops. It's not about trying to make sure people get what they're supposed to get and get help with work. But, and I'm pretty sure it's still in here, there's a provision that requires the agency to verify the applicant's identity, and they have to check with eight federal agencies to verify the identity before the applicant can start to receive benefits. That's kind of crazy. How many times do you have to verify your identity? And that's just one of those kind of hoops that can prevent people from getting their benefits. There's no timeline on how long they can take to do that verification, and it's just unnecessary. So while we still have time, perhaps that can get worked out, and the provisions that are good in here won't get jeopardized. So for now, I urge you to vote no. Thank you.
Thank you. Next, we have Yensel Valorio with 6 action. You're recognized.
Thank you. Yenis Belvilori on behalf of 6 Action. HB 1289 would prevent Floridians who have been laid off from receiving unemployment benefits if they miss 3 job interviews for any reason, even if it's due to lack of transportation access, due to the state's refusal to invest in reliable, affordable, and accessible public transportation, caregiving responsibilities, and family health or other emergencies that might arise unexpectedly. Imposing strict rules without considering individual circumstances will lead to unjust and unnecessary disqualifications. HB 1289 would also require someone to accept any job offer or risk losing their unemployment benefits, regardless of circumstances that might limit someone's ability to accept a job, including but not limited to unreasonable hours for unreasonable pay and often with unpaid overtime demands, the distance of the assigned job location from the individual school or family member for whom they may be a caregiver, lack of employment benefits such as health care or physical demands of the job that could pose risks to someone's health, especially if the employer doesn't provide health care. Due to the actions of our former governor and now U.S. Senator Rick Scott, who allowed our state unemployment system to deteriorate and purposely designed it to fail, Florida's unemployment system was the slowest in the country to process claims during the COVID pandemic. Under Governor DeSantis' leadership, our current system remained so broken and inaccessible that thousands of Floridians were unable to access unemployment benefits during the global pandemic in 2020. Many of these Floridians were driven to poverty and homelessness while the state refused to implement any real solutions to support Floridians in a time of need. Florida already has some of the lowest unemployment benefits in the country. It's no surprise it also ranks 3rd in the nation for highest homeless populations. The Florida legislature is considering and has passed legislation to slash wages of thousands of Floridians, incentivize children to drop out of school.
Ma'am, please keep to the subject of the bill.
Okay. It's very clear through the policies that this legislative body has passed and is considering that this legislature is committed to increasing the number of Floridians experiencing poverty and making it harder to escape it. Poverty is a symptom of intentional policy choices that affect everyone, and HB 1289 does nothing to reverse the policy choices that increase it. Instead of doing anything productive to address the root causes of poverty, Florida legislators, many of whom are millionaires, by the way.
Thank you, ma'am. Thank you. Thank you for your testimony. Next up, Reverend Russell Meyer, Florida Faith Advocacy Office, waves in opposition. Laura Jane Rydas, waves in opposition. Valerie Kutran, representing herself, waves in opposition. Is there anyone else in the audience wishing to testify? Members, we're in debate. Is there any debate? Yes, Representative Harris, you're recognized.
Thank you so much, Madam Chair. I think aside from the comments during public testimony that have been said, there's also, I have a concern as well that the requiring that type of identity verification is going to put a lot of stress on a state agency that is already most likely understaffed, because we do have a governor that does tout that he likes to have small, he likes to keep government jobs small. So we have an agency that's already understaffed and overworked, and now we're going to require them to do so much extra work just to verify identity. So that's going to slow payments down to people who are in a very tough situation in the first place. So just putting aside some of the other comments that were made about the difficulty in trying to find work and you know, and it's tough to be on unemployment in general. That reason alone is why I am down on this bill, because I just can't see giving our government agencies that much more work to do when they're already trying to keep up with the caseloads that they have. Thank you.
Members in debate. Seeing no more debate, Representative Abbott, you are recognized to close.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I do want to touch on a few things that were brought up during public testimony and to your... So the department already does some of these identity checks, and I don't think that verifying identity for these types of claims is a bad thing. I know someone talked about there's 8 different steps, and there are. There are federal and state levels on each one of them. One, we want to check to make sure you don't already have another job. That I don't think is unfair. 2, we want to make sure you're not in prison or jail. I don't think that's unfair. And 3, we want to make sure you're not dead. I don't think that's an invalid request. You know, as was brought up about the interviews and not being able to show up, we aren't changing any part of the statute that says without good cause. If there are family emergencies, then those are identified, and we're not changing the good cause. And about accepting jobs that don't pay well and that type of thing, we're also not changing the definition of suitable work. So we're not changing any of those pieces. We are, in parts of this bill, making it easier for folks to identify and get jobs that match their skill set and types of things they like with the new workforce tool. So the goal is not to increase poverty. The goal is to get people into jobs and positions that get them out of poverty. So with that, Madam Chair, I close.
Thank you, Representative Abbott. DJ, please call the roll.
Chair Andrade, Vice Chair Cheney.
Yes.
Ranking Member Silvers.
No.
Representatives Antone.
No.
Burfield.
Yes.
Brackett.
Yes.
Daly.
No.
Esposito.
Yes.
Gia Lombardo.
Yes.
Harris.
No.
Lamarca.
Yes.
Lopez.
Yes.
Plasencia. Robinson. Yeager.
Yes.
That is 8 yeas, 4 nays.
Thank you, Representative Abbott. By our vote, your bill passes.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Thank you, committee.
Next up is HB 135 by Representative Gossett Seidman, voter registration.
Thank you, Madam Chair. HB 135 prohibits DSMSV from using voter registration applications to change the political party of a customer slash voter without express written consent by the customer. It requires a separate original signature and a printed receipt. And this includes, confirms consenting the party change. It documents any change in party affiliation and requires DSMSV to forward that to the SOS. And lastly, this prohibits DSMSV clerks from alleging any disclosure or encouragement of party changes unless the customer has a clear disability and requests with assistance to have them personally honored at checkout. And that is the bill.
Thank you, Representative. Members, are there any questions on the bill? Seeing no questions, is there anyone in the audience that wishes to testify? First up, Steve Shale of Serve Democracy USA waves in support. Richard Carlins wishes to appear in person. Richard Carlins. Dennis Schopner wishes to appear in person. Proponent of the bill. Melissa Thorne wishes to appear in person. Proponent of the bill. Patricia Cobb wishes to appear. Proponent of the bill. Is there anyone else in the audience wishing to testify? Seeing none, members are in debate. Is there any debate Yes. Representative Lopez, you're recognized.
Thank you. Thank you, Rep. Gossett-Seidman, for this good bill. I know the one thing we must do is ensure that people who do register or want to change their registration, party affiliation, get it right. And I know there have been some circumstances where that hasn't been the case, so hopefully this will ensure that the voter themselves are requesting this change and that there's evidence that, that the change has been made in the way in which they have asked. So thank you for this good bill.
Thank you.
Representative Burfield, you're recognized.
Thank you, Madam Chair. And Representative, I just want to acknowledge your commitment to this. I know about 8 months ago when we spoke about this issue, you had talked about the number of individuals you had encountered in your community that discussed this challenge and obstacle with you. And when people talk about having their representatives listen to what their concerns are and addressing them, I think this is a perfect example of that. So thank you for allowing us to be a part of it.
Thank you. Representative Lamarca in debate.
Thank you, Madam Chair. And Representative, as you know, my mom's a resident of your district and always calls me about any voting issues and registration. And so I first of all, I appreciate your tenacity on this issue. I appreciate you checking in. And I'd be remiss if I didn't say congratulations on getting Steve Shale's support.
Weird.
Members, any other debate? Seeing none, Representative Gossett-Seidman, you are recognized to close on your bill.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Pardon my pauses. I'm not generally a morning person. I will let you all know I did not go looking for this, and it took about 3 or 4 dozen people when I was knocking doors in the primary who said, who have known 30 years in my area, gee, I couldn't vote for you. I'm not Republican. I'm not Democrat, I heard in the general. And then I took it to my SOE and my tax collector, and they said, take it higher up. Took it to Speaker Renner, and he said, let's look at this. I give them full credit. And also Dave Kerner, who's Palm Beach County, originally our mayor, and Secretary Byrd. These people never said, stop, don't look at this, or what's going on, or just go home. These people gave full support to this hard look. And it turned out it was an IT glitch from 8 years ago. No one here was in power in office. It went on for 7 to 8 years. And I encountered, to let you all know, I encountered knocking doors for NPAs. Democrats and Republicans, the two big parties, said, I am not an NPA, and they were insistent. My husband had papers. He came back. He said, honey, your papers are wrong. These are crazy. And I said, they're not wrong. And they were. There were so many people. And it wasn't Palm Beach only. It was Broward County. I heard from people in Broward County and your guys' districts, and I heard from people in, once it got going, in Tampa, Hillsborough County, that would be many other counties, including Orange, and I think it might have been Rep. Yeager's County. Nonetheless, it needed a look, and I appreciate everyone's support getting this fixed and getting it included in our statute so that does not occur again. And with that, I close.
Thank you, Representative Gossett-Seidman. And with that, DJ, call the roll.
Chair Andrade. Vice Chair Cheney.
Yes.
Ranking Member Silvers.
Yes.
Representatives Antum.
Yes.
Burfield.
Yes.
Brackett.
Yes.
Daly.
Yes.
Esposito.
Yes.
Gia Lombardo. Yes. Harris.
Yes.
Lamarca.
Yes.
Lopez.
Yes.
Placencia. Robinson. Yeager.
Yes.
That is 12 yeas, 0 nays.
Members, by your vote, the bill passes. Congratulations, Representative Gossett-Seidman.
Thank you, Madam Chair.
And we are going to end the committee with HB 1679, presented by our very own Representative Antone, Florida African American Heritage Preservation Network. Representative, you are recognized.
All right. Good morning, Madam Chairman and members of the committee. House Bill 679 directs the Department of State to partner with the Florida African American Heritage Preservation Network in order to support the preservation and sharing of Florida's Black and African American history and culture. And so this organization provides technical assistance. They provide funds for computer equipment. And so when we get this influx of all this new money for these black museums, the Florida African American Heritage Preservation Network will help distribute those funds. That's the bill.
Thank you, Representative Antone. Having presented the bill, members, are there any questions? Seeing none, is there anyone in the audience wishing to testify? We have Altamese Barnes waving in support. Thank you for coming. Anyone else in the audience wishing to testify on this bill? Seeing none, members, any debate? Representative Harris?
I know this is the last bill, so I'll keep it short. I just want to thank Representative Antone for all the hard work that he's done. I'm just very grateful for this. And you've put a lot of thought into it as well by making sure that funds are distributed where they should be. And it's just a joy to see this come to fruition. So thank you.
Members, debate? Seeing none, Representative Antone, you're recognized to close on your bill.
All right, thank you, Madam Chair. It's kind of ironic that I'm presenting this bill on behalf of Representative McClure, but Ms. Barnes, I told you I would look out for you. I got you. Please vote for the bill.
Thank you. Having closed on his bill, DJ, please call the roll.
Chair Andrade, Vice Chair Cheney.
Yes.
Ranking Member Silvers.
Yes.
Representatives Antone.
Yes.
Burfield.
Yes.
Brackett.
Yes.
Daly.
Yes.
Esposito.
Yes.
Gia Lombardo.
Yes.
Harris.
Yes.
LaMarca.
Yes.
Lopez.
Yes.
Plasencia. Robinson. Yeager.
Yes.
That is 12 yeas, 0 nays.
Members, by your vote, the bill passes. Congratulations, Representative Antone. Members, this concludes our committee agenda. There is no further business before the committee. Seeing none, Representative Lopez moves that we rise. Without objection, the meeting is adjourned.